Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Danny Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Miller. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva moves to third. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a pop-up off the glove of Reese, and into shallow right field. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Aparicio moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. O'Brien tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spence settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball towards center. Tovar settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Tovar. McKinney moves to second. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McKinney scores. Berry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Berry steals third. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is hit by the pitch. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cott moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holt for the out. Cott moves to third. Tovar moves to second. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cott scores. Tovar moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a line drive towards third. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Josephson moves to second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese's at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tovar bunts towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. Cott moves to second. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 2 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Mitterwald and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melton is walked intentionally. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Jerry Kreider now pitching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider bunts towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Thompson covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Bill Zepp now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Barry trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Herman Hill pinch hits for Bill Zepp. Herman Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tovar strikes out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 3 in the game. Holt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Woodson now pitching. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Melton now playing third base. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. Spence is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider is 0 for 0 in the game. Kreider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kreider for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Ratliff pinch hits for George Mitterwald. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Renick pinch hits for Danny Thompson. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Josephson for a passed ball. Ratliff moves to second. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison pinch hits for Dick Woodson. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.